You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Tuesday afternoon. Don Day from Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming is on the phone line. Don, we have received quite a little bit of rain over the last several days here in our part of the world. Some of that was widespread. Can you tell me who received rain and who did not?
Well, the heaviest rainfall over the last couple of days, at least in our neck of the woods, has been across eastern sections of Illinois, northern Illinois, then across central and southern Indiana, and especially Ohio. There are some portions of Ohio, central and southern and southwest Ohio, that picked up over 2 inches of rainfall. And there's another area of heavy precipitation across portions of central and southern Wisconsin, portions of Iowa as well. Now, rainfall amounts are generally between a quarter of an inch to three quarters of an inch. But those areas that I mentioned, Ohio, portions of Wisconsin, got anywhere between 1 to 2 inches of rain, as well as west central areas of Illinois.
Now, while it's been pretty wet in parts of the Midwest, there are the parts of the nation that are really dry. For instance, I see over the noon hour, the parts of I-70 in Colorado were shut down because of a dust storm.
Yeah, and a little bit of what's going on there has to do with the same storm that's affecting most of the country. There's a high wind event that stretches across several western states, Colorado, Wyoming, Nebraska, and Kansas, and South Dakota, experiencing 40, 50, 60 mile per hour winds and also unseasonably cold conditions. And this has caused a lot of dust to get blown around eastern Colorado, which in east central and southeast Colorado, it's been very dry this winter, although many of the areas that are experiencing the dust storm right now did receive a little bit of precipitation this past weekend. But it's in an area where we have a high wind event and a lot of tumbleweeds, a lot of dust to get blown around right now.
Well, speaking of cold, that's a nice transition at this point. I think we're supposed to have cooler temperatures here in the Midwest the next several days.
Well, we will. Now, this storm system that's nearly stalled out is going to make some tracks and get out of here, starting to see temperatures rebound this weekend. Now, beginning this weekend and into the first half of next week, we should have a nice moderation in temperatures. However, for today and probably up through Friday, we should expect our temperatures to remain below normal before this weekend and next week brings us some warmer temperatures.
It'll be not so great for corn that is now in the ground, but it probably can wait that out. Are there any places that will be terribly cold? For instance, I think we're only in the 40s here, which won't be too bad, but anybody get into the 20s or something along those lains?
Well, if you get up into the northern plain states, certainly there will be temperatures that will be as cold as the upper 20s and low 30s tonight. Places like the Dakotas, Minnesota, portions of Wisconsin, in deep south into Nebraska, some freezing temperatures are going to be possible. Like portions of western Nebraska right now experiencing some snow shower activity. We do expect, however, by the time the system moves, that those temperatures should moderate some, but I would certainly watch around northern Illinois, northern Indiana, near the Great Lakes, where it might be cold enough to get down to those lower 30s.
So farmers will be kind of stalled this week in the Midwest. Once we get to next week, farmers might be able to move, or are we going to get rainfall with the higher temperatures?
Well, here's the good news and bad news. Good news is with the warmer temperatures initially this weekend and early next week, we don't see a lot of precipitation, but that's going to change once we hit, let's look at the time frame of Wednesday through Friday of next week. Shower and thunderstorm activity is really going to increase. And it does look like there will be several days of showers and thunderstorms moving across the Corn Belt and Midwest. Now, that will be with relatively mild temperatures, so at least it doesn't look like it'll be a real cold rain, but we'll have several days of wetness late next week and towards that following weekend.
Don Day with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. I'm Todd Gleason.